purity. To shield their children from contaminating influences, parents should instruct them in principles of purity. Those who form the habit of obedience and self-control in the home life will have but little difficulty in school life, and, if surrounded by Christian influences, will escape many temptations that usually beset the youth. Let us train our children so that they will remain true to God under all circumstances and in all places. In their tender years, let us surround them with influences that will tend to strengthen character. Parents who give their children proper instruction at home will train them to obey their teachers at school. And, unless surrounded by unusual circumstances, they will, in time, see the necessity of sending their children to some school outside the home. This school may be simply a church school, or it may be an intermediate school or a large training school. I am pleased to learn that here in Southern California you have established a school at _, and that it will be opened in about a week. I am glad that the Lord has wrought for you in providing a place for the education of your children. A few days ago I had the privilege of seeing the buildings and the surroundings of the school. My time was very limited, but I was thankful for the opportunity of visiting the school grounds. I am glad that you are several miles away from the city of Los Angeles. You have good buildings, and are in a favorable place for schoolwork. I greatly desire that you shall make a right beginning. In planning for the erection of cottages for our brethren and sisters who may move there, be careful not to allow buildings to be put up too near the school property. Try to secure the land lying near the school, so that it will be impossible for houses to be built close to the campus. The land may be used for agricultural purposes. Later on, you may find it advisable to introduce various trades for the employment and training of the students, but at present about all that you can do is to teach them how to cultivate the land, so that it shall yield its fruit. Remarks at the Los Angeles Camp Meeting, September 17, 1902.